It's a new year. It is a moment where we can meditate deeply on what kind of world we are dedicating ourselves to building this year. It is a perfect time to do so, and here's why. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hey, y'all, if you've been contemplating switching to a Chani premium subscription, now is the time. From now until January 12th, you can save 50% on the first year of your Chani app premium subscription. As a reminder, premium subscriptions include your full birth chart readings and descriptions, hyper-personalized transits, weekly sign-specific astrology readings with yours truly, tailored journal prompts, rituals, and altar suggestions, access to our library of affirmations and guided meditations, and everything you need to navigate 2024. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out on the magic. Note, terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas, and this week brings us a very pivotal new moon in Capricorn. It's pivotal because it's linked to events that happened possibly 3 months ago. It's linked to events that will happen 3 months from now. It is a moment in time that seems to be saying, look, this is a situation where we find ourselves at a bit of a crossroads. And maybe I'm being super hyperbolic and it personally doesn't feel that intense to you, but I do think that collectively we're moving through something, and I'm recording this back in the past. I have no idea what's happening in January, in the second week of January. By the way, we're talking about the week of January 8th. I didn't mention that already, but we are. So this new moon that's happening is happening while the sun and moon come together, and they are exactly in between what we call the north and south node, which is where eclipses happen. So having the sun pass through this little portal of space only happens twice a year at either end of that 360 degree circumference, right? Here, like if the nodes are here, at like 180 degrees away from each other, then the sun will have to be at the 90 degree points to that. And that only happens twice a year. So to have a new moon at that same point is pretty special, is pretty interesting, seems quite important to pay attention to. Because what happens at eclipses, we have two eclipse seasons a year, and what happens during them is usually what is relegated to the shadows, what is covered up most times, becomes uncovered. We are tasked with looking at our own shadowy stuff, both collectively and personally. We are also usually moving through a portal of time where events feel really rapid and where great change happens. Again, that's hyperbolic. That doesn't mean that every single eclipse season, something dramatic happens, but a lot of eclipse seasons, something dramatic happens. And again, maybe not personally, but collectively. And sometimes through the collective, it hopefully pushes up into something personal that helps us to facilitate the change we need to make internally in order to meet the world and the world's needs externally. Always both. So this week features a new moon in Capricorn at a very pivotal, important point. And it also is surrounded by exceptionally supportive astrology. So it seems like this is a moment to world build. This is a lot of astrology is happening right now. A lot of supportive astrology right now is happening in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn deals with realism. It deals with reality checks. It deals with the material realm. And so if good things are happening here, it also deals with boundaries and constructs and limits and age and maturity and time. So if good things are happening here, then it's speaking to us being able to build and construct and check things off our to-do list in a way that is exceptionally efficient. And especially with this week's setup, it looks really hopeful and abundant and like there is a lot of generativity and maybe even a generosity in terms of what we're trying to win and how we're trying to win it. So that's the landscape that we're in. Let's go through things a day at a time, though. Monday is sloppy, messy, Mercury retrograde E kind of astrology. Mercury is now direct, but it's making a square with Neptune from Sagittarius, and it is not linear. Growth isn't linear. Life isn't linear. So it's not bad. It's just if we're trying to do some kind of accounting or if we're trying to get details in order, this is not going to help us at all. The rest of the week is quite efficient and detailed and really like high functioning, like I mentioned before, but Monday is not. Monday is the antithesis to all of that. So we can be messy Monday. We can assume that Monday won't be a clear and clean beginning, middle, and end. But by Tuesday, things do seem to correct themselves, course correct themselves, at least in another area of life or of our own personal life. On Tuesday, the sun makes a trine to Uranus and Mars makes a sextile to Saturn. Very supportive aspects, really good for innovative building, really important for making very specific strategic moves towards a long-term goal. On Wednesday, the sun crosses through that part of the sky that's exactly squaring the nodes. So Wednesday and Thursday. But Wednesday feels like there's something pivotal or something happens that's connected to 3 months ago that's connected to 3 months from now. Possibly there is a need to be really, really, really practical and hardworking and diligent and to think again what will bring long-term satisfaction. This is not about immediate gratification at all. And then Thursday is the new moon in Capricorn. And that's what I would bring into the new moon is a need, an understanding, and a commitment to thinking long-term. What would be a long-term win for me? What would be a long-term win for us? What does that require from me now? What kind of patience? What kind of maturity? What kind of self-development? What kind of skill building do I need to do in order to make the most of this moment and not expect things to go a certain way, but to, in some way, shape, or form, have faith in my ability to attend to the process of the unfolding of my goal, of our goal. And I say that because the next day, on the 12th of January, Mars makes a trine with Jupiter, which is beautiful astrology. It's very helpful and it's very abundant and it's very victorious. And that's also something that is surrounding the new moon. So the astrology that surrounds the new moon is innovative in an easy or helpful way. It has the capacity that this moment is infused with the ability to build with long-term in mind. And then there's an abundant win that feels generous and generative also. And so that's the astrology surrounding this new moon. So again, what kind of world building are we wanting to do? Who are we aligning with to do so? What kind of strategy are we developing? I talked about this in last week's episode, but Mars right now is in Capricorn, which is super powered. It's such a phenomenal way to start the year, to be honest. We got a lot of work cut out for us this year. There's you know, a lot that's going to happen, like every year. And if we want to get out ahead of some of the mess or some of the shenanigans that we can definitely see coming up, this is the time to get organized and to think about how to streamline, think about how to use our energy wisely, and think about how we can connect to the easy wins, the abundant wins, and how to make winning on behalf of everyone a victory for the majority or a victory for the higher good of all, and to have faith in the process of how we go about strategizing long term is really important right now. Or it looks like we're being very supported in that right now, because Mars is so efficient in Capricorn, and this trine to Jupiter just feels positive in a way that we really need, I think. Because if Mars, the principle of competitiveness, of valor, of courage, of energy, sometimes of aggression and war, is in a good situation, that means that it's more likely to be like a warrior that protects and that is able to defend what is vulnerable. And then when it's in a situation like a trine with Jupiter, it's being encouraged to think or to operate in an open and accepting and generous kind of way. So what is a generous warrior? What is a way to be generously victorious? What is a generative kind of valor to embody? That's what this week is saying. And again, that's what this new moon is incorporating in, because it's all happening in the same sign as the new moon. So the part of your chart that contains Capricorn is really like getting some good news this week. That's what I go into in depth in your readings for the week in the Chani app. So go there if you're not already there and take note of what to begin with this new moon, what to do with this winning kind of energy. And then on Saturday, Mercury moves into Capricorn, and Mercury is going to make all of these great aspects, and it's going to help us to facilitate some really great conversations, or it is telling us that some really great conversations are on their way next week, especially. So a lot of good is coming through right now. This part of January, past January 8th, as we just got to get through January 8th and then into January 9th, this part of the year, really, this part of January is excellent. It's just got very encouraging signs and signals and situations and setups. So I want us to lean into what's working, lean into the long-term strategies that we know will bring a deep sense of satisfaction, and to lean into our courage and our need to take necessary risks, especially ones that will create a sense of an abundant victory for, of course, more than just ourselves. Always, 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 always. Next week is big. Next week has a lot of good news, like I said, but also next week has Pluto changing signs. Pluto moves into Aquarius next week. So we can be sure there's some pretty big headlines on their way next week in terms of technology, in terms of power to the people, groups, and situations that might create a kind of ground swell. So come back for more about that next week. But for now, I hope that you celebrate your wins. I hope you share what you win. I hope that this new moon is a potent reset for us all. And that, again, we think about the world we're building that may not be realized in our lifetime. What do we want to have set up so that future generations can thrive? We might not get to be the recipient of the gifts, but it is our job to steward them into the world. And this new moon in Capricorn talks a lot about that. So consider yourself one of those stewards of the world you would love to live, or at least the setup you would love to leave for future generations. Thank you all so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. This one is from Robin CF. Love this app. First off, I am so excited it's finally here on Android, and it is even better than I hoped. Beautiful, streamlined, and efficient. I've tried a lot of different astrology apps over the years, and this one is now by far my favorite. Everything I need, all in one place, daily reading and transits, affirmations, the weekly podcast, detailed birth chart reading, all in easy to understand language that resonates. I love it all so much. And did I mention how freaking beautiful it is? Sending you so much love, many, many, many new moon blessings. And let me know how this week rolls out and what kind of victories you experience. Bye for now.